want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dave, but I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give you information, asking for more. Blood makes noise. Is it ringing in my ear? Blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show. We come to you live every Sunday evening at this time, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific, and 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the East Coast. And we've been broadcasting these times now for about 4 months, getting rave reviews. We're glad you like it, and we plan to stick with it. Our special guest in the first hour, we held him over, was Dr. Ted Brower. And again, Ted has a special going on for Common Sense Show listeners. And let me tell you, he fixed me. He saved me from the knife. He saved Doug Hagman, maybe with it for his life. I mean, his levels were so dangerous. So go to healthmasters.com, and when you go to make a purchase of whatever product, you know, fits your need, put in Dave5, D-A-V-E 5, to take 5% off your order. Again, that's healthmasters.com. Ted, let's go back to that story you were telling and finish that up. We got about eight minutes.
Well, you know what's interesting, Dave? If you read this book, I want everybody to read The Day After Roswell, because I could sit here and keep reading the book to you. But, you know, he talked about Tesla's death ray, accelerated particle beam weapons, all of this in there about Space Command. And, I mean, the book reads like a novel. I mean, it's phenomenally written. But here's the thing he found with these aliens that were autopsied. He actually saw the bodies, okay? He talks about them in the book. They have no digestive system like we have. They don't have a stomach and an intestinal tract like we do. And so they're getting their energy through another source. And when I look at these people, when I look at these things, and I look at the research that's been done on these, I really don't call them extraterrestrials. I think a better name would be interdimensionals. They go kind of can come back and forth between the different dimensions, because that's what they have to do when they're traveling at sublight speeds or the speed of light, or going through quantum physics with wormholes or whatever they're doing. And this whole thing is so advanced as far as in this field. And what's also interesting about them is, they eat energy. The Bible says that Lucifer runs around as a roaring lion, seeking those who he may devour. And they see our soul as something very, very special. And if they can fracture it or draw the energy out of it. And so these beings, that's one of the reasons that when you start doing this research on them, they always are drinking human blood. It always goes back to Satanism. It always goes back to these weird things they do with these orgies and all the stuff and all the raping of these little children. Because what happens is, that's why I want to read that thing about the pedophile rings. The energy that the children have, when they're really, really yelling like that, they're extremely pure energy sources, and that's why they like to use them. And Aleister Crowley talked about that in his books, about how he would rape these little boys and basically draw energy out of them and basically maintain his life and maintain his youth and all the other stuff that he was doing. And so the nuttiest thing about this is these people, I guess, have been instructed by these interdimensionals to do this, because it helps to transfer more energy into that other realm in physics, that other dimension. And now when I come back on with you guys, I'll do the whole thing about the entire 13 dimensions, why human beings drink blood, what chemicals are in the blood that excite them and put them in this euphoric state, and why they're doing all of this nutty stuff. But this is where the legends of vampires and why Satanism always gets brought back in, because every time you get into any of this, it's like Nicole Kidman's father. You can look it up online. I'm not making it up. He was under investigation and been accused of running human hunting parties down in Australia. He fled Australia, went to another country, and was killed there. And what was interesting is they were raping these young children before they were actually putting them in cages and actually hunting them for, like, sport. I mean, these people are so sick and so perverted and so twisted, and these are these folks that basically have made these deal with these interdimensionals, fallen angels, whatever you want to call them. I mean, pick your own name. I mean, don't get all wrapped up in the title. And these people are bad news. I mean, from the beginning of time, these guys were bad. And the craziest thing is these people who worship them and who honor them, they believe they're two gods. They believe that there was Lucifer and God were basically reigning side by side on the throne of heaven. There was a big fight in heaven. God threw Lucifer out, and they chose to worship him and he's going to give them all the knowledge of good and evil, and that's why he's supposed to be the good God. And I said one time on the Hagman show, I said, if this guy is so good, and you Masons and all you people want to worship the devil and Lucifer, and you believe all of this stuff, even Albert Pike wrote books about it, he had one of the top Masonic Lodge leaders in the Civil War, you know, in his book Morals and Dogma, and if you want to believe that Lucifer is the good guy, why does he always require the drinking and the shedding of human blood, especially children, and the sacrifice of children? I mean, there's nothing positive about any of this stuff. These guys are a bunch of sickos, and we're going to talk about it the next time I come on the show with you guys, and I'm going to talk about all the different chemicals that are created in the blood through fear and through the adrenaline and why they're doing it. We're going to go into detail about the different dimension states that are in the physics and where God resides and everything else, and what happens when you get saved, and how when you're saved, you actually get connected to God in the 13th dimension. So there's going to be a lot of stuff we'll talk about in the next show. So if people like this kind of stuff, I've been reading it and studying it for many, many, many years, and so I love talking about it because it strengthened my faith in Jesus Christ. It strengthened my faith in the Almighty God, and it made me realize there really is a war going on in the cosmos, like Linda Moulton Howe says, in which good is fighting the evil, and that this war is still going on. And that's why Jesus said there's a war going on in the heavenlies. He said it in the New Testament, and he knew that it was going on because he's the creator of the universe, for heaven's sakes. I mean, he could shift from one dimension into another dimension and walk through solid doors or walk through the garden tomb.
Well, Ted, I want to validate that, too, because we have Annie DeRiso, our former news director, now retired. She and I both knew a gentleman named Vance Davis. And Vance and I had become really good friends back in the 90s. And Vance, as part of his NSA training, and yes, he was an agent, he was taught that there's been a war going out in the cosmos forever. Now, right. This is going to be earth-shattering when I say this, but this war that was going on out in the cosmos involved good versus evil, just like you're describing. But the war manifested itself right here on the earth, and the goal for the evil ones was to try to extract the soul from the human body, but they were unable to figure out how to do that. So instead, they started trying to morph the human body to negate the power of the soul, because right. The power of the soul was a buffer to the evil power that's out there. And this is, keep in mind, this is 1993, 1994, when Vance Davis is giving me this information in personal meetings we used to hold every weekend. And Vance told me, he said, they want to change human beings. Now, he didn't use the word transhumanism, but he was describing transhumanism 22 years ago. 22
That's
years
right.
ago,
see,
Ted.
See, and I'll talk about it on the next show. These guys are just basically just really hacked off that God, the maker of the universe, gave us a soul. They're just really just, be honest with you, excuse the vernacular, they're pissed off. They're mad, okay? Because they've been trying to steal it. They've been trying to attach it. They've been trying to use it. And that's why Revelation says in the latter days they will traffic in men's souls. And so these guys have gotten so angry about all of this. Now you're absolutely right. So now if they can't control it and entrap it and do what they want to do with it, they're going to try to destroy it through transhumanism and just transfer their entities into the next realm. Because if you read the book of Isaiah chapter 15, it talks about these guys, and they're all sitting around in hell in chains. All of a sudden, Lucifer shows up down there in hell, and they go, well, wait a minute, what are you doing down here? You're the one that promised us all this stuff and told us you were going to do all this stuff. Now you're down here with us in hell. See, they know what their end's going to be, so rather than dying and having that happen to themselves, they're trying to promote transhumanism, and they're trying to get rid of human beings, their souls. That's what all of this chimera stuff is. When they're breeding humans with animals and everything else, they're trying to destroy God's creation and turn it upside down, and that's the goal, is to turn everything upside down. Everything God said is good, they want bad, and everything good God said, the bad God said, they want to make it good, and they're doing everything they possibly can to destroy the creation of God, because exactly what you said is right. This battle and this war has been going on for eons of time, and we just find ourselves like the book by William Carr. There's another good book you need to read called Pawns in the Game, and that's what we are. And see, we're basically a food source for these fallen angels. They extract energy from us, and they're terrified that we're going to cease to be, and we're going to wake up and figure out what they're doing. See, there's something else going on with the moon that we haven't figured out. And there's something going on with Antarctica, where those Nazi bases are, we haven't figured out. There's a reason there's a no-fly zone around Antarctica, with military jets completely watching the whole thing so you can't fly over because they're afraid you're going to crash. Well, if they're so afraid you're going to crash, why are they keeping you out with military jets threatening to shoot you down? I mean, why is all that happening? And now, you know, I talked to one guy who was actually in one of the military bases that the Nazis had used down in Antarctica, and he said he was on my show when I was on the Power Hour hosting the show with him. I'll have him on my other show here in the next few weeks. He said that he was actually inside of one of the UFO caves down in Antarctica. The ceilings were 5,000 feet tall. They had luminescent algae in the ceiling, so it had this light in it. And there was such a huge structure that it had its own weather patterns, including rain. So there's all kinds of stuff that we're not being told the truth about Antarctica. There's all kinds of stuff that we're not being told about the moon and what it really does and how it controls the tides and everything else. And there's a reason when the Soviets sent that rocket and they hit it back in the 60s and it sounded like a gong and for hours it rang like a bell and they said it seemed like it's a hollow sphere. So there's all kinds of things that we haven't been told about that the Bible's really not that clear about as far as what we're in and this holographic reality that we're in. And it's all obfuscation, Dave. They don't want us to know the truth because they don't want to set us free. Because Jesus said that if you know the truth will set you free. And he also said, I've come in the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. God's tried to tell us for thousands of years now that love covers up all of it. It's that low-generated frequency that these guys feed off of, the fear, the hatred, the bitterness, the anxiety. That's what they want. They trawl human species, the energy of this planet, for that energy. And it's kind of like we're like a, they kind of like a run a net over us and pull this stuff out in these different dimensions. And that's why this globalist group that's running the planet right now is keeping us in hatred and fear and is never ending war on terrorists. And everybody runs around scared to death all the time. And I told one time I was hosting a show and they were bringing all this negative news at us. I'm not going to talk about all this negative stuff. I'm going to talk to people, I'm going to give people solutions. I said, I'm not going to cause more fear because fear is the mind killer. So fear is it destroys human beings. The Bible says we're not given a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind, according to Timothy. And everything the Bible says is true. And that's what we're starting to learn through people like Tom Horn, through the research that I've done, through Chuck Missler. And we have to understand something. If we stand firm in the faith, stand firm in the relationship that we have with God through Christ Jesus, they have no power over us, Dave. And that's why they're so angry about it, because that's why, again, they, like you said, they want to destroy the soul. Because we have found the way because of the cross of Jesus Christ to bypass their entire little mess they wanted to do, and they're mad about it. And that's what it all boils down to.
Well, Ted, first of all, we're having trouble connecting with our guest. So I'm going to latch on to you for as long as I can, because I'm getting emails from people here saying, let him talk. Let him go. Okay, we are. I promise. I promise we are. But I want to lay something out for you. And I'm going to set the stage by reminding people of a movie that came out in the 1990s called The Arrival, starring Charlie Sheen. And the story was about aliens that had infiltrated NASA, and they were engaged in a project designed to, like the frog in the boiling pot, slowly heat the Earth up over time and then eventually make the planet inhabitable for humans while the aliens took over. Okay, keep this in mind as I go through these events. We've got chemtrails that are dropping chemicals from the sky that are causing known causing chemicals for dementia, Alzheimer's, and so forth. We've got Fukushima, which is basically, if it goes on long enough, it'll be an extinction-level event. The radiation levels across the Pacific, they're causing massive die-offs of the marine life. The West Coast is not even measuring radiation levels anymore because nobody wants the public to know the truth. It's infiltrated our seafood. And then we had the Gulf oil spill, and I just wrote an article on that this week, a follow-up. I said we need to evacuate the Gulf because people like Dr. William Subra and also Kim Anderson from Ohio State or from Oregon State University, they've done studies and they have found people that have benzene levels living in the Gulf because of the Corexit spraying and the oil spill combined. They have benzene levels that are 65 times the expected level. They're all going to die of cancer. I mean, the people that worked on the Exxon Valdez in Alaska for that oil spill that used Corexit, they lived to be an average of 51 years of age. This is what we're headed for in the Gulf. You know, and people need to read that article that's on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com after the show, please. But, Ted, it looks to me, you know, with GMO foods and chemtrails and Fukushima and the Gulf oil spill, and then also the Gulf oil spill has stopped the Gulf current, which is inducing the beginnings of a mini ice age in Europe and Russia, where they have record low temperatures each successive winter since the 2010 oil spill. I'm wondering if this planet's not being terraformed a la Charlie Sheen and The Arrival.
Well, of course it is. That's what they're doing. I mean, there's no doubt about that now. And the reason they're doing it with the GMO. See, they want to reduce the population. And the crazy thing is, remember, God created the heavens and the earth. I mean, they know that. And that makes them mad too. these guys just stay pissed off all the time, to be honest with you, Dave. They're always angry about this stuff, okay? They're so mad when we bring up the name of Jesus. I mean, think about this. I talked to a guy just the other day. He was here at the house, and he's got a real bad health problem. He's actually dying of cancer. And I tried to send him to a specialist who works naturally with cancer, and he wouldn't listen to me. And then finally, I tried to talk to him about becoming a Christian, and he wouldn't listen to me. And he knows all about UFOs and all the stuff that's going on. And I said to him, I said, well, do you know that when a person is abducted by a UFO and they call in the name of Jesus, they're put back into their home immediately? And he goes, yeah, I know that. Now, everybody can Google that. Since we're going into the weird world here tonight, you might as well Google it, okay? And that's what happens. Because the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the name of Christ, of Jesus, Yeshua, is so powerful that these demons flee. They know who he is. And they're scared to death that they're going to send him, that he's going to send them down into the abyss. Because they know where he is. And here's what happens. We live in the first three levels of time-space. And then the fourth dimension is the actual dimension of time-space. We have the height, the depth, and the width in the first three dimensions where we live. The fifth dimension is the Higgs field, or the wormholes. The dimension 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 is the second heaven. The 13th is the first heaven where God resides. Now, what happens is this. When Satan was cast down for heaven, you know, he got thrown down into these lower dimensions. Now, he controls every dimension he's in because the higher levels control the other dimensions. That's why these people come in and they sacrifice children, they drink blood, they worship Lucifer, and all of this stuff, and he gives them what they want. This is where Hollywood's all about, with the satanic people in Hollywood and all the Illuminati stuff and all the child sacrifice and all the stuff that Ted Gunderson figured out back in the 90s in L.A. County. Now, they know when they sacrifice these children, they get all this power in these unseen realms. And what happens is Satan controls these lower 12 dimensions, but he has no dominion over us, because what happens, whenever we get saved, our soul is tied through our pineal gland, through the cord of living water, or the silver cord, the book of Solomon calls it in the book of Ecclesiastes, to God in the 13th heaven, in the first heaven. And when our soul gets tied to him, we become basically one with God. We become covenant with God. And so we no longer have to listen to them. They no longer have authority over us. And it's almost as if they're playing a movie in these different dimensions, and they're projecting it on our planet with this energy field that we're in. And they want to keep this movie in chaos and misery and pain so they can get energy from it. But when you are in covenant with God Almighty in the 13th dimension, in the highest part of the dimensional plane where God is, what happens is they can't control us like that. We can tell them but like Jesus said in the Bible, ask what you will in my name and it will be given to me. It'll be given unto you. And the reason he says that is he knows we're basically in a holographic projection. And when we speak the things that are not as if they were, and we have faith and we honor him through it and we seek his will before we make decisions on this kind of stuff, Dave, what he does, he's willing to give us what we need or what we want, or to answer our prayers. That's what prayer's all about. So what happens is we get to change the movie. We get to change our movie. We get to live in love and peace and harmony, and we get to love one another. And that's why I'm so careful to guard my spirit and guard the spirit in my home. Because we pray every day what we want our movie, our reality, our existence on this planet to be. And we get to control that because we're in covenant with God on the 13th dimension. People don't understand the power that happened to us through Jesus Christ. I mean, it changed everything. And it's got these guys so hacked off, they'd rather destroy the human race, terraform the planet, destroy everything, than to let God have this victory through Christ. And that's the craziest thing about all of it. And that's why I tell my friends, you don't know who you are as a Christian. And Paul McGuire talks about this. He goes, you don't have any idea when you pray into these other dimensions what happens. Everything has to change. They got to change movie reels. They got to change projectors. They get so angry when you do that because they don't want you messing with their projection. And that's what happens in the hologram we're in. And that's just a basic thing that I want to cover with you guys in a couple of weeks. And we can go into more and more detail on that as the show progresses tonight, depending on how long you want me to stay on with you. But that's a basic thing that we have to understand. That's how simple this really is. We're in a unified field of energy that's controlled from these other dimensions, because they have power over us. Remember, the 12th controls the 11th, the 10th, the 9th, all the way down. We control the 3rd, the 2nd, the 1st, because we're here. Lucifer controls everything from the 12th down, but God controls from the 13th down. So when we're in covenant with God, that's why he says, ask anything that you want and it shall be given unto you. That's why he says in 1 John, he says, if you do what pleases me, ask anything you want and I'll give you whatever you want. Because he's able to do that. He just changes the movie reel. Now, it's not about, you know, how big of a house that you're going to get or how nice of a car you're going to get. That's not what he's talking about here, though. He doesn't mind you having stuff. He just doesn't want stuff having you. But the point is, it's that we can have a life full of righteousness, peace, and joy through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. It's kind of like God reaches down from the 13th dimension through Christ. He's holding Jesus' hand. He's holding the Holy Spirit's hand. They reach down, they grab you through your pineal gland, through your cord of living water, and now you're holding their hands, and now you're in a unity with the most powerful God. I mean, with the God in the 13th dimension. And these guys know this. That's why there's been a fight in the cosmos for eons of time, because when Jesus came, he really mixed it up. Because God sent himself down here, incarnate back into Jesus Christ as the second Adam, to fix the mess that Lucifer had done on the planet. And when he did that, he changed the game. And that's why everybody is so angry, you know, from the Satan side, because they don't want to believe that God did this. And that's why everybody gets to talk about Christians. Everybody gets to hate Christians. Christians can't talk about anybody. We can't talk about Muslims or Jews or Hindus. We shouldn't really criticize them anyhow, because they have their own belief structure. It's not the correct one as far as I'm concerned, but they have their own. And so the reality is this. We're open game on everybody. It's like, you know, I was on the Hagman show the other night, and I said, I've got so many friends that are from Mexico and they're proud they're Hispanic. I've got so many friends that I know that I've met that are from Russia and they're proud they're Russian. I've got so many friends that I know that are from the Philippines and they're proud they're Filipinos. I've got so many people that are from, you know, Indonesia, and they're proud they're from the Indonesia. And all these different people that are all in the Aussies and the Australians and everybody else. If you tell them, well, my parents are from Northern Germany, and I'm really proud that I'm from, that my parents are from Northern Germany, you're a racist. You're a racist, Dave. If you say, I'm happy that I'm white, they're happy they're Filipino, they're happy they're from Africa, and I'm happy I'm white, I'm happy I'm Northern European, they're going to say, you're a racist. You can't say that. Well, I'm so sick of it, and I'm so tired of this political correct crap that I don't know what to, I'm not going to play that game with them anymore. I'm really happy that I'm Northern European heritage. The vast majority of the population of the United States, all the Browns, all the Millers, all the Smiths, this Brown, Müller, and Schmidt, they're all German heritage. At one time, German was the largest ethnic group in the United States. When I was in graduate school at Florida State University, you got their bus.
Ted, we got to hold it right there because we're going into break. We come out, I'm going to let you talk more about heritage, and I totally agree. Christians can talk about nobody, but everybody can talk about us. Stay tuned, everybody. Well, I might be on the fence about the ET issue, but I'm intimately familiar with it because I've had lots of friends who firmly believe that this stuff is absolutely true, including our present guest, Ted Brewer, who's a good friend. But you may be aware of the legend of the Anunnaki, Zachariah Sitchin. And what do they do? According to legend, they created human slaves, and they used them to mine gold. And, okay, well, you don't have to have slaves to mine for gold, and you don't have to be the slave to mine for gold. You can just simply get gold. And I would encourage you to get your gold from Steve Quayle and Renaissance Precious Metals. And you can do so by calling Steve tomorrow at 406-586-4842. Again, get the only medium of exchange, precious metals, that'll hold its value over time, by calling Steve tomorrow at 406-586-4842. And again, I want to remind everybody that we're still offering that 10% special for foodforliberty.com. All you have to do in the coupon code is put TAKE10, and you'll also get 6 months same as cash. What a deal. And the products are already reasonably priced. They taste good. I have them here at the house. I've tried them. They're terrific. It's almost like you won't miss a beat in your meals if the worst happens. And what's the worst thing that happens if everything sails along or God intervenes and stops this nonsense from continuing? All we have to do is eat our mistakes. So it's a great deal. Foodforliberty.com/Hodges. That's the website to log into to see the fine product line. And again, our present guest, who we've held over because he's been so gracious with his time, Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com, saved me from the operating table, probably saved Doug Hagman from a worse fate. And we've got our Hagman and Hodges protocols dedicated to our negative health conditions, or I should say our former negative health conditions, at healthmasters.com. And for Common Sense Show listeners, Ted's going to give you 5% off, so all you have to do is put the coupon code for any of the products that you order, DAVE5, D-A-V-E-5, and off that order will go at 5% less than what everyone else is paying for it. Ted, let's go back to what you were talking about and pick it up there.
Okay, let's go back. And also that we'll keep that coupon code active all the way through Tuesday for you, Dave.
Terrific. So thank you. Fine.
Now, let's talk about the Druids, okay? This is the Druids out of Northern Europe, the wacko weirdos that all, we can trace it all the way back to Nimrod and the fallen angels and the book of Enoch and all of the watchers and how they came down and taught these people all of these satanic things. And they were actually able to, they learned and they were taught how to control hyperdimensional physics. That's what this whole thing boils back down to. I know it sounds weird talking about that, but that's what they were actually, that's what this whole thing was about. Hyperdimensional physics basically controls the world because it controls the projection of the holographic image that we see here. Now, what ends up happening with this is the Druids were a bunch of nutbags, and they were all about human sacrifice. In other words, the whole thing up there was Stonehenge. They've learned now that a lot of that with human sacrifice took place at a lot of these old monuments, and they would actually go in and sacrifice humans. Now, the biggest time of the year they would do this was Halloween. I guess it would be the October 31st. That was their biggest sacrifice because it was like a fall sacrifice for their hyperdimensional physics trying to control the planet. And they would actually go, and this is an interesting story. Since Halloween's next week, I'll go in a little bit more detail with it. What the Druids would do, they had to have people to be sacrificed. And they would go to the noble's house, the nobility house, because the Druids were like the priests. And they would actually go to the noble's houses because they knew they had servants there. And they would actually walk up to the door, and in their words, as far as the ancient language, they would basically say trick or treat. And they had, at that point in time, they would actually put like a Luciferian symbol on their door to bring demon spirits that they were going to call up on the night of Halloween to attack these people, or the people, the head guys in the house, these noble people would have to give their servants or other family members for human sacrifice, and they would haul them off. And what they did, they built this giant wicker statue that was like 25 feet tall with all of these different places in their compartments in there, and then they also had other wicker boxes they built. And what they would do, they would have like flaming oil with apples in it, and they would bring these people to be sacrificed. And if they didn't want to be sacrificed, if they were willing to bob for the apple in this flaming oil, this flaming liquid, they could reach in with it, and they would basically be burned unrecognizable by doing this. And if they didn't get it on the first bite, they would just have their heads cut off. And so they had a choice of bobbing for the apple or having their heads cut off or being burned in the wicker man statue. And then if they had too many sacrificed people that night, they would burn. They would basically burn them in the baskets that are around the wicker men. And all of this stuff goes back to Druidic worship that was being done for the worship with Halloween back thousands of years ago. And all of this sacrifice stuff was taught to them by these fallen angels who are again trawling the planet for energy. And so this is what happened, and they talk about it in the book of Enoch about how they brought all of this wicked worship and this knowledge to the planet. Now that's what I always say to these Luciferians. I mean, you guys are a bunch of sickos. I mean, if you think any part of this is okay, you're wrong. But what's happened, this whole Halloween culture now has gone through the last 2,000, 3,000 years, about 3,000 years they were doing all this, 4,000 years ago, with the Druidic worship. This goes right back to Nimrod, all the way back to the Tower of Babel, with all of the stuff they were being taught from, again, from the fallen angels. And what's crazy about this is now we still do this. We still go to people's doors. We still go trick-or-treat. And if they gave them a copy, if they gave them a human being for sacrifice, they would give them like a gourd that we can converted that now to a pumpkin, and they would have human fat where they butchered people and stripped the fat out of their body, and they would fill it with human fat, and they were supposed to light that gourd in front of their house to protect it from evil spirits, because that was the treat they got. So that's the origins of Halloween, Dave, and that's the origins of Druidic worship. And this stuff was carried and has been carried back through thousands of years. This is all through Egypt and everything else, all this Druidic worship. And then what happened is it got carried into the Catholic Church in the 4th century through the Constantine emperorship in Rome, in which he started bringing the Druidic pagan worship and all of the stuff into the Catholic Church. And when they did all of this, they basically just completely took out the Book of Enoch and a whole bunch of the other books in the Bible, and they decided they were going to decide on what books they wanted to have in the Bible, and the Book of Enoch, because it was exposing too much of what was really going on, they took it out. This was carried through the ancient societies and these ancient cults all the way through for thousands of years, and until in about 1600, Sabbatane, he claimed to be the Jewish Messiah. And also a lot of this stuff was brought through with the Kabbalah, with the worship of angels and a bunch of other stuff, in which they teach them a lot of these sacred things, these arts they do. And that's why you see some of these Hollywood people, they say they're Kabbalists, they worship like Madonna, I worship the Kabbalah, I'm to practice Kabbalah. And that's just an old form of ancient angel worship is all that is. And what ends up happening is it goes all the way into 16th century with Sabbatine Levi, who claimed to be the Messiah for the Jewish people. And then he decided to make the world as evil as he possibly could. And he basically was a sect of Judaism because he wasn't following mainstream Judaism. And he ended up making this group of people. He had over 1 million people following him. And then he ended up converting to become a Muslim because he got so corrupt. The Muslim guy who was there basically forced him to become a Muslim. Then he brought the entire teaching to Jacob Frank. Now, Frank was even worse than him. Frank brought this whole teaching of turning God's creation upside down and this Satanism stuff and brought it out into the open with the Rothschild banking empire. And that's the elite now that are running the planet. That's the frame line. I'll give you a real quick explanation of that. I can go into more detail on another show on how that happened in different parts of the different centuries and what they did. This is why they were being run out of places all the time, because they were sacrificing all of these children and all the other things they were doing. It was absolutely horrible. And they still do it to this day. We have like 1 million kids that disappear every single year now, and they are, about half of them are found, half of them are not. And it was interesting today. I was coming home from lunch over in Orlando, and we have a highway. It's called State Road 559. It runs from my house to Interstate 4. And I'm driving down the road, and here comes a little 24, 25-month-old child, a toddler, running down the side of the highway. No parents anywhere. And so I saw this. Nobody saw him. He was hiding. He was running in the shadows on the side of the road, going towards the interstate. And I thought, okay, this is bad. There's nothing good about any of this. There's no parents with him. So I spun the car around, and my wife was with me. Two of my children were with me. My wife had to go chase this little kid down. We had some friends who lived right there where he was, and we took him up to their house, and I called 911. And I told the people, I said, you don't realize how dangerous this is to have a child this young running down the highway. And the reason I was so concerned about it, Dave, is because of what I just told you. These kids disappear and you never see them again. No one ever knows what happens to them. And it's really kind of sad. That's why that one lady, and I read that story earlier on the show, and she was talking about how what happens to these children, how she was 5 years old and she was repeatedly raped by these pedophile gangs. They do it to extract the energy out of these children because they want to try to control hyperdimensional physics. That's why they do it. They're trying to control the holographic nature of reality that we live in. That's why they practice Satanism. That's why they drink blood. That's why they do the things that they do. Now, the reason that they do the blood is the blood contains something called a catecholamine. And it's a fear molecule. It's generated from adrenaline and epinephrine and from dopamine. It's not part of the cellular biology. Also adrenochrome. When they drink this stuff during their blood-drinking sacrifices, it causes a state of euphoria in which their body is able to, I guess, it causes the plasmic physics in the blood to change the frequency and allow them to transfer this energy into these different types of fourth dimensional entities. And this consuming the harmonic frequencies of the person, they literally get high on the soul energy. Now, some people say that they're actually able to fracture the soul at this point if the person is not saved and actually able to absorb the energy from that soul. And these Sabbateans, you know, they're the same ones, the Bolsheviks, that killed the royal Russian family. And this astral sacrifice they do creates energy in the astral plane, which controls the 6th to 12th dimension, which allows them to continually control the planet. This is what their belief is, and that's why they do it. And this hologram is the projection from these inner dimensions, or this second heaven, And that's what they're using to control us and control the planet through fear and hatred and bitterness. And that's why they drink the blood. That's why they sacrifice the humans. That's why they get all around them and do these horrible sex sacrifice things to them, because they're trying to control the astral energy, the astral plane of physics around us in the interdimensional space-time. Now, I know that probably makes no sense to anybody, but that's what they're doing.
Well, I get it, and I want to have you back, and I want to talk about some of the detail associated with this. I want to go back to one thing you said a while back when, while you pray with your family so you can effectively write your script for the day. Mm-hmm. Do you know what this reminds me of? Now, it's secular, but the late Dr. Wayne Dyer wrote about the power of intention. That's, and he talked about lining the forces of the universe up to become your ally, and so you want, so you shall have. And that was a pretty good description of what you gave between Wayne Dyer's secular description and Jesus Christ intervention prayer, or I should say the result of intervention prayer. Are you familiar with Dr. Dyer?
Oh, I am. I personally think he was a closet Christian. He said so many things.
I do too. I do too.
So real, but he was, because he was on PBS and all these secular shows, he couldn't come right out and say he was a Christian. But what he's absolutely right. Now here's what you do when you pray, and this is so important, and I learned this, oh gosh, I learned this almost 35, 40 years ago. And the problem is what we do, because of the confessions and because of our thoughts and because of all the things that we do with our subconscious mind, we create this like impenetrable barrier, this concrete barrier around us, which literally prevents God's blessings from reaching us, because we've confessed so many negative things in this world that we're in, that this astral projection that we've confessed about ourselves in this movie they're playing in these other dimensions. So every time you say something really negative about your life, you know, about how much you hate yourself or whatever, you know, they like that. These demons like that because they get to play the movie about that, okay? So they make it worse and worse and worse. And that, and Dwyer talked about all of that, how you have to line yourself up with the cosmic energy, which is God, or he called it, what did he call it? He didn't call him God, he called him something else. But it doesn't matter. He was talking about God. And what happens is when you line yourself up with God Almighty and you speak to things that are not as if they were. So you have to pray in the positive. You have to pray in the affirmation. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I commit my plans unto the Lord and they shall succeed. Today I'm blessed, and today my family is blessed. You know, I'm going to be at the right place in the right time every time today. And now when you start praying these things, now that you understand how that astral energy plane works, that's why these guys get so pissed, okay? That's why they're so angry about this, and they're trying to destroy God's creation. Is because when you pray like that, because you're in covenant with God as a Christian in the 13th dimension, they've got to do what you say. They've got to line up the things that you said to line up that day in your life. Now, the biggest problem people have, Dave, is they've got 10, 15, 20 years of nonsense that they've confessed about themselves, sickness, disease, mortality, all of this horrible stuff. Oh, you ask somebody how they're doing, you get a 30-minute organ recital on how bad they feel, and you're, gosh, like, gosh, I need to take a shower. I had to listen to your horrible, you know, confessions for the last 30 minutes. See, and what they do is they build this concrete framework around them that you've got to chip back off. And I remember I was reading books years and years ago about all of this stuff, and they were saying the biggest problem with people have is this. The negative confessions they do in their lives create this negative energy in the astral plane, which causes their entire life to become horribly corrupt from the words that come out of their mouth. Because remember, the Bible tells us the power of life and death is in the tongue. It tells us that you've got to be so careful about the thoughts that you think and the words that you speak. And so that's why you have to maintain that positive energy. Now you say, well, I talked positive for 2 years one time and nothing good happened in my life. Well, that's probably because you talked negative for 20 years before the 2 years and you're still trying to chip away all that concrete. You're like breathing through a straw in a doggone catacomb. Okay? That's the problem. You've got to clear your mind, clear your soul, clear your spirit, and realize you're in covenant with God Almighty in the 13th dimension. Ask what you will and it shall be given unto you if you do what pleases Him. Now, if you go around and you lie and you cheat and you steal and you do wrong to everybody all of the time and you start speaking positive stuff, it's not going to make any difference because the words of your mouth are being contradicted by the actions of your attitudes and your thoughts of your mind. That's why it's so important that you align everything up with all of this intention, because Wayne Dyer was right. He danced around the roses, never talked about the 13th dimension, and another one, the book that was written about it, The Secret. See, these are universal principles. They're the power that we have that God gave us. And when you're in covenant with Jesus Christ, it becomes paramount. That's why they hate the Christians so much. That's why they're trying to wipe them out. That's why they tried to wipe them out in the 4th century with Constantine, because the Christians had too much power and too much authority, and they understood what God had done. And now we're finally starting to understand the astral physics of this thing, the actual quantum physics of the energy field that we live in. Remember, we live in a plasma field of energy. Everything we think about, we bring about through conscious thought. That's what the word basically says, and that's what the physicists are telling us now too. So what we think about, we bring about. So when we think negative thoughts all day long about our life, our bodies, our health, everything, we get those negative outcomes. When we think positive things and we realize that we're in covenant with God Almighty, we get the positive outcomes. That's why so many people, when they're diagnosed with cancer, the doctors will tell you that the people who have the best attitudes, have a positive attitude, they recover much more quickly from cancer, because the body, they're basically telling the body in this plasma field we're in, no, we're not going to do that. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I always walk in divine health. I feel absolutely great today. In fact, I'm going to get better today than I was yesterday. In fact, my day is so great today, I'll probably have to charge admission to get into my own life. And see, when you have that kind of attitude about your life and you believe that with all of your heart, it changes the plasma energy around you that you're creating into reality, and you get what you speak about. And people don't understand that, and they run around all this negative stuff all the time, negative confessions all the time, or they're pouring all this glyphosate or aspartame or statin drugs and all of this junk into their body. And what it's doing, it's poisoning their ability to have positive creative thought. It's poisoning their ability to fundamentally transform the reality of the world around them. Because remember, God knows what we're in. He knows we're in a hologram. He put us here. This is like a... it's like being on a holodeck on the Starship Enterprise. It's a fantasy world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us here if we know what we are, who we are in Christ Jesus. That's why these guys are so angry and they're trying to destroy human beings, because they know once you're in covenant with God Almighty through Jesus Christ, through your pineal gland, through the cord of living water, through the 13th dimension, you can do all things through Christ. That's why we've had an all-out assault on the pineal gland. We know that fluoride calcifies it, renders it so you don't get to see into the spiritual plane as well. That's why you don't have the lucid dreams and the dreams anymore when your pineal gland gets shot. You can't produce melatonin. They know that. They knew when they started pumping fluoride in the water supply, they were going to destroy pineal glands. They knew that, and that's why they did it, Dave. It all ties together with the spiritual dimensions, and that's what Christians don't understand. The power and the authority that we have in the Word of God and what we have when we get saved and born again through Jesus Christ fundamentally transforms the entire dimensions of hyperspace. It changes hyperdimensional physics, and that's why they're maintaining all this negative stuff around us. That's why we get all these Christian leaders that are falling in the sin and all this nonsense. In fact, I wrote a letter just the other day. Somebody asked me about a nationally known evangelist who has been diagnosed with cancer, who's got a faith healing ministry. And I know the guy. I've been on his show like 100 times, right? And I know the guy, and I know I can tell you this. They wanted to ask me, what do you tell somebody about a faith healer who can't be healed himself, who's dying of cancer? And my response was this: I know the guy. He has no support structure at home. He's got a super negative marriage. He has a wife who won't buy anything healthy, who lives on diet sodas. And the truth of the matter is, he gets fed junk food all of the time. And there's 4 fundamental precepts in the Old Testament that you have to understand. God's relationship to man and man's relationship to man. The second two are the sanitary laws and the dietary laws. When Jesus Christ came and he gave us his life to connect us into the 13th dimension, he forever changed God's relationship to man and man's relationship to man. The Mosaic law was done away with as far as an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Now we're to love one another to bring us up to a higher level of resonance and a higher plane of existence where he is. The higher you go in these dimensions, the higher the resonance goes. And the thing that was never changed were the sanitary laws and the dietary laws. That's why in the 13th century, all those people in Europe died from the bubonic plague. They were throwing human waste into the streets, feces in the street, urine in the street, rats were everywhere, and they were dying by the droves. Their main diet was lard pie, which is pork fat pie, which God forbids you to eat because it destroys the immune system. When you eat pork, it's awful for the immune system. And so these people were dying all over the place. And then what ended up happening is we started to realize that we had to have hygiene,
and proper diet and everything else. And now in this century, we're beginning to realize the importance of all of that. And just now, as the internet is exploding and we're able to tell the people the truth, not all these lies and all this obfuscation from this mainstream media nonsense, and get to tell the people the truth, now they want to shut down the internet because we're getting too much power and authority, and people are beginning to realize who they are through Christ Jesus and what kind of God we really have and what kind of nightmare Lucifer is. You see, that's what it all boils down to, is that's why that evangelist wasn't healed. Because, see, grace was given to us for us to come to Jesus Christ, to come to God, to be saved. Because we can't be perfect in ourselves. That's what grace was for. Grace was never given to human beings for us to go out and break every dietary law and every natural law that God gave us. You could step off a 10-story building and say, I don't believe in the law of gravity, but you're going to find yourself extremely dead in a few seconds. And see, this is what happens. Natural laws, physical laws, sanitary laws don't change. If you give a kid a bunch of shots full of mercury and aluminum, that kid's going to have brain damage. I don't give a rat's bottom if you believe it's going to happen or not. That's what's going to happen. That kid's going to have a drop in IQ points. That's what's going to happen. So if you want to do that to your children, that's your choice. But the point is, that's not what God's best is for us. Grace was there for salvation, not for us to completely violate every natural law of sanitation and nutrition that God gave us in the Old Testament. And that's why that evangelist is not being healed, Dave.
Well, it does come down to your mindset, your belief. In fact, from the world of psychological research, what you're saying has absolutely been validated in the laboratory and has been for almost 40 years, that when you have negative thoughts that permeate your thinking, in other words, you're pessimistic, your immune system properties, your cytokines, your lymphocytes, your T-cells, what fights off things like cancer and leukemia, can go down by as much as 50%. On the other hand, when you're optimistic, they find that your immune system is strengthened. That's irrefutable. I mean, this is hardcore, replicable, clinical data. So, Ted, you're absolutely correct.
Well, no. But see, and that's why I remember years and years ago, I was married before. I've never said that on your show before. I was married for a couple of years to somebody that I shouldn't have been married to. And I had scriptural grounds for divorce, so I'm no longer married to that person. I've been married to my current wife for 32 years. We have a great marriage. And I remember I was introduced to all of this stuff back then. And I remember one day, I'm in our bedroom. This is the ex-wife. And I'm praying. I'm fervently praying. The fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much, the word says. And I try to be righteous. I'm not saying that I'm righteous because, like, gosh, Lord, I make enough mistakes as it is anyhow, but I do the best I can. But the reality is, here I am. I'm praying and praying and praying. And she walks in. I'll never forget this day. She walked into the bedroom and she goes, what are you doing? And I said, I'm praying. And she said, what are you praying? And I showed her because I had a whole sheet written out. She started laughing. She goes, you don't really believe all that stuff, do you? I said, yeah, matter of fact, I do. And I said, you know, I said, I've read so many books on this, and I said, I realize how important affirmation is and the power of prayer is and how it can change the physical universe around you. Now, I wasn't involved with all the physics of all of that back then, but I understood enough about what the Bible said and how important it was to speak the words that you want. And she started laughing, thought it was hysterical. Hence, she's the ex-wife, along with some other things. And the sad part about it is, as soon as we end up getting divorced, she comes down with cancer. Okay? Because she was so negative, it was unbelievable how negative this woman was. And the more I learned about the importance of intent and the importance of being positive and the importance of seeking those things that you want and speaking those things that are not as if they were. And I'm not talking about it, name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, Christian. I'm not talking about that. You know, the biggest problem these Christians have who do all that nonsense and they have nothing after 20 years of doing it is because I can take them and take them to their credit report and they got a 500 beacon score because they've hosed everybody they possibly can hose and not paid any bills to anybody, and they wonder why the law of intent and karma's come back and bitten them in the backside. See, that's what they don't understand. It's all about the law of intent. If you do something bad to somebody else, I'm telling you, it's coming back on you. And that's why you've got to walk in love and walk in forgiveness. Our pastor had a great sermon on that this morning. And I love that part of what Christianity stands for. If we walk in love and we walk in forgiveness and we walk in the blessings of God, and we keep that in our mind, and we treat people the way we want to be treated. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Okay, that's what the word says, and love God above all. If you do all that, it's all about love. It's all about that high frequency, and you pay your bills. You don't buy things you don't need with money you don't have to impress people that you don't know, and then wonder why your confessions and your prayers aren't being answered because you've hosed everybody over for the money you've owed them. It doesn't work that way. God is sovereign. He is just. A man will sow what he sows, and he will reap what he sows. God will not be mocked. He's not a man. You see, that's what they don't understand. That's why so many people do what I'm telling you to do, and they don't get the results they need to immediately because they haven't changed their personal life or their personal attitudes or their personal beliefs, Dave, and they haven't changed the way they treat other people. It's just the truth.
Dave and Ted, I have to tell you, the last hour of this show, I am going to ask everyone listening to please take the hour of this show and pass it on to everyone. This has been the most spirit-filled. Ted, you are on fire, and everything that you have said, I'm getting emails, I'm just jumping up and down. You are on fire. So please, people, this is the way you have tied physics and diet and speaking, what we speak, and God, this has been the most beautiful hour I have heard in a long time.
Well, thank you, Katie. I just, you know, and see, and that's why I prayed this morning. My footsteps are ordered by the Lord. I didn't know I was doing a second hour with you guys today. Now all of a sudden something happens and we have no guests for the second hour. I hang out with you guys for another hour. Because, see, this is who I really am, okay? The medical stuff and all the stuff, I love all that stuff and I've done it for so long, but I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I know who my Redeemer is. I know who made the heavens and the earth, and I'm in covenant with Him in the 13th dimension. And I have the ability to do whatever I want to do based on the relationship that I have with God. I mean, when you have God with yourself, God plus anybody makes a majority. And if you're listening to me tonight and you're saying, well, how can I fix this? Here's what you do. You pray. You pray God Almighty. You say, Father, I thank you for the health that I have. I thank you for the blessings. I thank you that you're going to direct and guide my paths in all the areas of my life. I thank you that I'm going to get better and better and more filled with your Holy Spirit. And I'm going to realize the covenant I have through Christ Jesus. Thank you for this show that we've listened to tonight, that we've learned so much about the power of physics, the power and how it all ties together with the Word. I'm a better Christian. I'm a better person now because I've heard this, and now I'm going to become a better prayer and a better speaker of what the things that I want to have and what I want to have changed in my life. You get to pick your movie, friends. You get to choose what kind of movie they have to play. And all you do, these demons can't stand that, because if you're a Christian, you have the authority over them. They're under your feet, the Word of God says, and they can't stand that. And that's why it's under your feet, because you're in a higher dimension above them, and that's why you have authority over them, guys. And that's what you have to understand as a Christian. Nobody understands who they are as a Christian. And once you get that, when you see that and you understand that, it sets you free to do anything you want to do in your life. And that's just how life works. And because we're in a hologram, we get to pick our movie. Pick the one you want. Don't pick the one you're in if you don't like it. It's a different movie.
Ted, we got to stop. Stop. We got to stop at a good thing. I'm going to have you back in 2 weeks because we're going to pick and choose what we're going to cover. Listen, I want to say this before we go to break, our top of the hour break. There are no accidents. God has his hands on everything. The Spirit of Jesus is everywhere. And sometimes when we have misfortune as a show and someone doesn't show up, that's okay. No anger, no animosity, because wasn't this what we needed to hear tonight? There's no accidents.
Amen.
Ted, you're truly, I mean, Ted, sometimes we go a few weeks, we don't talk, and then it's like talking to my long lost brother. You are an incredible man with incredible talents. And I appreciate you so much for coming on. And if we don't go to break, I'm going to get cut off. Ted, healthmasters.com. And Ted, I'll call you tomorrow and we'll solidify your return appearance in 2 weeks. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll see you in hour number 3. Oh, that was good stuff.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.